Can I put my cigarette over there?
Okay, ready to go. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special guests. So the title of tonight's shiur is Kol Bi'isha Erva, the halachas of hearing a woman's voice, a woman singing, as we'll see. And the subtitle is Is it okay? Is it permissible for a family to sing zmiras together at the Shabbos table if you have, you know, a husband, wife, boys, girls? Is that okay or is it not okay? And what are the issues? That and other shilas. So the connection to the parsha is, I think, pretty obvious. We find right after Bnei Yisrael sang the Shira, it says, Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah, Achos Aaron Satopia. The Miriam took a drum type of tambourine, maybe some sort of instrument like that. And all the women followed her, but Tupim also carrying it, Ufim Cholos, and they sang, Vatan Lehem Miriam Shiru Lashem Ki Goga. They sang to us, they sang, you know, a mini version, at least the Targum, a mini version of the Shira. So I remember once hearing the Kasha that, or I remember hearing the observation, I believe in the name of the Chassam Sofer, though in the two Svarim I have, the Chassam Sofer La Torah was not brought in either of them, but I heard it, I believe in the name of Chassam Sofer, that the reason why they used Tupim and Mecholos, the reason why they used the instruments was to drown out the voices, so that that men shouldn't hear them sing. So although they sang, but they made sure their voice wasn't heard by the men. Okay, and then we have Atasha Devoras. Anyway, so the connection, that's just the connection to the parasha. Okay, so what's the whole issue here? So let's start off with the Etzim Isser, or the concept of Kol Bi'isha Erva. So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and of Chavdal or Amin Aleph, it says a few things. It says Tefach Bi'isha Erva, which means a Tefach worth of a woman's body, of its skin, an area that's normally covered. If that's uncovered, that's an Erva. And the Gemara says Shok Bi'isha Erva. Shok is a machlok, is exactly which part of the leg it is, but it's not relevant for us to go into that right now. Then it says, Kol Bi'isha Erva, a woman's voice is an Erva. And finally, Seir Bi'isha Erva, a woman's hair is Erva. Now, when we talk about Erva, there are two possible, there are two considerations, two concepts. The Gemara speaks it out explicitly by Tefach Bi'isha, but not by the others. What are they? Number one, if it's erva, that means you can't. A man is not allowed to look at it. You're not allowed to be mistakel. You're not allowed to look at a part of a woman that's considered an erva. Now, in general, you can't stare or look at women, even if they're even, you know, any parts, etc. But it's a different level. But this is the level of something which is deemed an erva. A person has to be nizhar always. Not to be mistakel, unless it's his own wife, who at the time that she's tahora, but otherwise, person has to be careful. So the Gemara says that's number one. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Tefa Bi'isha Lamai, for what purpose? Number Ilei Meles Dat Kulei Ba, if you mean not to look at it. So that we have another. We know that from somewhere else. We don't have to mention. It's not just tefach. It's even less than a tefach. The iser to stare at a part of a woman that's normally covered. That's even less than a tefach. Tefach is about 3.5 inches. Even less than a tefach. Even a small amount would be usher. So what is it? Says the Gemara. Ela beishto ulakriyishma. Oh, see, here's the second concept. The second concept of erva is that something which is an erva on a woman, the halacha is that even if it's a woman who's muteris, she's your own wife, and she's tahora, so you're allowed to be mistakel, there's no issur to look at it. But when you're saying kriyashma, or for that matter, any other dvar shebe kedusha, you're learning Torah, you're saying brachas, you're benching, you can't be looking at it. Even if it's something that's mutter to you, be'etzem, there's no issur per se to look at it, but while you're learning or saying kriyashma or davening, you're not allowed to look at it. And for that matter, it's not even allowed to be in front of you if it's exposed. And that's, you know, all sorts of halachas and siman ayin hay, exactly. But again, we're not going to go into all those details now. But those are the two ideas. The idea number one, that if it's not your wife, if we say it's erva, then if it's not your wife, then you can't look at it at all. Even when you're not saying kriyashma, you're not allowed to be mistakel at any woman other than your wife and anything that's called an erva. And number two is the concept that even if it's your own wife, but and she's tahora, so you're allowed to look. There's no issur whatsoever, but not while you're saying dvarim shebe kedusha. Now, so the Gemara says that explicitly by the case of tefach. The question is, Does that apply to the case of kol as well? The Gemara lists, as I said, tefach, shok, kol, and seir. These are all erbas. But if you look in the tour in Simon Ayin Hay, let's say it like this. There are two places that in the Shulchan Aruch where this halacha is brought down. One is first in Evan Ha'ezer, Simon Chaf Aleph. That's the halacha about being a person being distancing himself from arayas. That's where many halachas about proper conduct between men and women. So you have to distance yourself from arayas. So one of the things it says there is kol be'isha erba. You can't hear a woman's voice singing. Now, maybe we'll get to details about that. When we say kol, we're talking about singing, not talking about speaking. Maybe we might get to more detail for that, but I'm not sure what we'll get to. So just make sure we clarify. I'm talking about singing. You can't hear a woman singing. That's what kol be'isha erva pashas means. You can't hear a woman singing. So in Simon Chaf Aleph, it says that kol be'isha erva. And then in Orach Chaim, daily halachas, in the middle of Hilchas Kriya Shema, Simon Ayin Hay, Sif Gimel, it's brought down there as well, the din of kol be'isha erva, in the sense that one has to be careful, b'shas, that they're saying Kriya Shema, not to hear the voice of a woman singing. Now, it's interesting, in the Tur does not bring it down in Orach Chaim. The Tur only brings this halacha in Evan Ezer Legabe that if it's a woman who's not your wife, anyone besides your wife, you can't hear her sing. But in the halacha, Hilchas Kriya Shema, he doesn't mention that you can't hear singing during Kriya Shema, even if it's your own wife. He doesn't mention that. And the Beis Yosef explains, because the Rosh, who is the father of the Tur, and the Tur typically passing like the Rush passes explicitly that the din of kol does not apply, legabi, that second halacha. The din of kol be'isha is only as far as it's being an erva be'etzim, that if it's not your wife, anybody else in the world, well, or most of the women in the world, you can't hear them sing. But if it is your wife, the fact that you can't hear her sing while you're davening, according to the Rush, that's not true. There's no such halacha. But the Beis Yosef brings from many other Rishonim that says there is such a halacha. The Mardechai quotes it from Rav Haigon, and Beis Yosef brings other Rishonim, and that's how the Beis Yosef paskins lemaisa that kol, just like the other arayas, kol is usur, even if it's your own wife, it's usur b'shas kriyishma. So we have, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Ayin Hesif Gimel, the lashon is there that Yesh Lizar, a person has to be careful. Mishmias kol zemer isha, meaning even his wife b'shas kriyishma. Okay,
that would include like when you say berachot, birkat hamazon, and
yes, all the Rosh Hashanah.
So, for example, in the seder, let's say you are doing a lila gadol and people is singing.
Okay, so we're getting to that's part of zmiros and the seder. That's what we want to get to. It's one of the main things we do want to get to now. Okay, so. Okay, but we've established that halacha lemaisa, a man is saying, is benching at home, if for whatever reason his wife is not fully dressed the way she would be dressed in the street, she normally should be in the house anyway, but let's say she's not. Nobody else is home, just he and her, and happens to be, her hair is not covered for whatever reason then, or she happens to be wearing her sleeves, maybe she's nursing a baby and she's not completely covered, he can't bench if she's in front of him. Certainly if he sees, and even if she's in front of him, he can't bench. Steps have to be taken before he can bench, even though there's nothing wrong with him looking at him, but not while he's benching, for example, or saying Kriya Shema. So the same thing is true with singing. If his wife is singing, and she's muter, she's tahora, no problem with her singing in the house. She loves while she's doing the dishes in the kitchen. As long as she does the dishes, let her sing, right? No, she's doing the dishes in the kitchen, and she's singing, but you're trying to learn. You're in the next room trying to learn, so you have to figure out how to deal with it. Meaning, try to close the door, try to go to another room, try not to tell her to stop singing, because she might not do the dishes. But you have a problem. If you're trying to learn, you are learning, and she's singing, so you have an issue on your hand, and something that has to be dealt with. Okay, so now,
daughters also apply that prohibition?
Hamtein Lirega. We're getting there. Now, just to clarify when I said at one point every other woman in the world, I said, well, just about everyone. This Isser, interestingly, does not apply to the Isser that you're not allowed to hear at all, meaning not when you're davening, just the fact that you can't, the first part that we said, you're not allowed to hear the voice of a different woman, even if you're not davening, kol be'isha erva, which is brought in Ibn Ezer, That does not apply to a penuya tahora. Penuya means a woman who's not married, and she's tahora, that she's not a nida. Now, nowadays, the minute for years and years and years is that women do not go to the mikveh till they're married. So the only way a penuya, a single woman, would be tahora is if she's not yet of the age where she ever became a nida. She's young enough that she never became a nida. So a young girl, till the age that she becomes a nida, is you're allowed to hear her singing. There's no iser be'etzim of hearing her singing. And this is Mefurish L'Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hey, in the Sif Katan. Sorry, give me one second here. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin. It's Mefurish that way. That it's mutter shelo b'shas kriyashma. When you're not saying Torah Mishnah Kedusha, it's mutter to hear a young girl who's not yet in need to sing. But he says even then you can't be mechavein to get hanah from her voice, but just her. She's a school play, and you went to hear your daughter sing, and the other girls are also singing. Forget about it, leaves out whether your daughter might be okay. We'll get to that. But your daughter's friends are not okay, or maybe your daughter has a friend over. Your 6-year-old daughter has a friend over, and they're singing, which, you know, very, very normal. That's not a problem. You don't have to go to the other room. You have to close the door. You don't have to send them out to play in the park. That's not a problem. She's a penuya tahora, and there's no reason to believe otherwise at the age of 6, and therefore or even much older. Till about 11, till about the age of 11, unless you know otherwise, but till about the age of 11, you could assume it's okay. After 11, not. But that's only. Oh, did I say you're learning? I have to correct myself. That's only if you stop here. Then you're not learning. You're doing the dishes, which your wife left over. That's only if you're not learning. If you're learning or saying Kriya Shema, then it's usur, even by a Pnuya Tahara. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, the same Mishnah Berurah Furish. You're not allowed to hear Bishas Kriya Shema, the voice of any girl or any woman singing, and including your own wife. Just like I said, you can't see a tefach on your own wife exposed while you're saying Kriya Shema, while you're benching. So then you can't hear your wife singing. And the same token, you can't hear any woman or any girl, even a young girl who's not a nida, but it's still called Isha. So while you're saying Kriya Shema or benching or learning or any Darsha Mekdusha, you're not allowed to hear it. Okay. Now, the question is, so now let's go to the question we want to discuss, the main question, and see what the issues are involved. The question was, is it okay for a family to sit at the Shabbos table and sing Zemiras together when it said the husband, wife, boy, brothers and sisters, is it okay? And we could add, is it okay at the Pesach Seder? Same basic idea, maybe or maybe not. Let's see. Are those things okay or are they not okay? Okay, so what are the issues? So first of all, we have to figure out, is it okay for a man to hear the voice of his daughter? Is that okay? Or is that also, forget about whether he's saying Dvar Mishnah Kedusha or not, right? Even if he's just sitting there, his daughter's singing, is it okay? His daughter who is 12, 11 and above, right? I'm not talking about a little girl. His daughter's 11 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old. Is he allowed to hear her sing or is he not? And what about a brother hearing his sister sing? Is that the same Shiloh or a different Shiloh? Is a brother allowed to hear his sister, who's also, a 12-year-old sister? Is he an 11-year-old sister? He's allowed to hear her sing or not? And then we have to decide if the answer is yes, it's okay to hear her sing, and if the father with the daughter and the brothers with the sisters, then we just have to decide, okay, so they could all sing whatever the national anthem together if they want. I don't know why they would want to do that, but they could sing that. But the question is, what about Zmiros? Is Zmiros Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha? Or is it not? That's going to be our Shiloh, and then we'll get to your Shiloh, hopefully. Okay, so the first question, can a father hear his daughter sing? So the answer to that is yes. A father, again, when he's not saying Kriya Shema, just stop. A father is allowed to hear his own daughter sing, because the halachas, even though his daughter is an erva to him, obviously, a man can't marry his own daughter, and so iser chomer ad ma'od, but even so, there are a number of arayas which are completely usa to you, but you and your daughter, you and your mother, but the it doesn't cause. There's no problem of hirhur. By the isser of kol, the main issue is that it was a chashash that will cause hirhur. That if a person hears the voice of a woman, it could cause him to have machshavas, thoughts which things which he's not supposed to be thinking about. Now that's not a concern by close blood relatives, lamashal by a parent or by a child. Similar to the fact that you're allowed to be misyached. There's no isser for a man to be misyached with his mother, to be alone with his mother, and even if he lives alone. You have a 20-year-old boy who's not married yet, and he's home with his mother. There's no father and no father for whatever reason, and he lives alone with his mother. He's not just miyached here and there. They live alone in one house. That's perfectly mutter. There's no problem with that. Or for a woman to live with a son, or a father to live with his daughter. There's no isser in that. There's no isser yichud there at all.
Brother and sister.
We'll get there. There is an isser yichud. There is an isser, not yichud. There is isser to live together on a more permanent basis. There's no isser yichud like temporarily if they're alone together for a short period of time. What's called short? What's not? Different topic. But so there's no isser yichud, but there is an isser to live together b'kfius, a brother and sister. Okay, but also legabi negiyah be'etzem be'ikar adin. There's no isser negiyah between a father and his daughter or a mother and his son. There's no isser negiyah. There might be. There's no isser negiyah. There's no isser negiyah. So here too, there's no isser kol. So there's nothing wrong with hearing your mother singing or a father hearing his daughter singing. That's okay. But what about a brother and sister? We just said, like, brother and sister already, it's not quite the same when it comes to yichud, right? And what about legabe negiyah? And what about a brother and sister touching or, giving each other a kiss or whatever? So it says in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer that it says there a lashon that it's a davar maguna. It's improper. It's the wrong thing to do, and it should not be done, etc., etc. But it's not an erva be'etzem. It's not usar al erva. It's not like with a man and a strange woman who's not his wife. It's not going to say there. Oh, it's not a good thing to do. It's maguna. It's very improper thing to do, very something very critical of. It doesn't say that. It's Isser Gomer. It's according to the Rambam, it's a Chiyav Misa, and according to the other Rishonim, it's a definite Isser Deraisa for sure. A man with another woman to Chibuk Anishuk, to touch in a way of intimacy is an Isser Deraisa. But with brother and sister, it's not. It's not an Isser Deraisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch it should not be done. It's improper, it's incorrect, etc., etc. But it's not the same level of Erva. So many poskim say that there is no isser of kol, that for a brother to hear his sister's voice, there's no isser. Let me just start first with the machmirim. The strong machmir found is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is quoted in many, many places saying that it's usser. Many places, including in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, which is it's written by a Talmud of the Stipler, who says many hanhagas of the Stipler and the Chazon Ish. He brings there his usher. It's brought in the Sefer Per Hador, which is a multi-volume biography of the Chazon Ish, and many places. I have a whole bunch of marmakom written down where they bring from different sources that the Chazon Ish held that it's a brother can't hear his sister singing. However, many poskim say not like that. Excuse me. And there's a tshuva in Rabbi Yashav's tshuvas where he says that he pretty much says it's mutter. Is this in Chelek Gimel? Excuse me, Simen Yud.
Is the post going to say it's other to go by age again? Is there a certain age where it's no longer appropriate?
For sure, as long as that's a good question because I'll just go and tell you what happens if you have a katana. What happens if you have a 3-year-old girl? Who we said that's for sure mutter, right? We said from 3 till 11, no problem, right? She's not a nida and she's not married. But what happens if she's an erva to you? Let's say she's your sister-in-law, your wife's sister. Your wife has a 3-year-old, has a 5-year-old. Let's start with this. Your wife has a 10-year-old sister. That's for sure usser, because she might be she's single and she's tahora, but she's your sister-in-law. You can't marry her. Anybody else in the world can marry. Almost anybody else in the world can marry her, but you can't marry her because she's your wife's sister. That's an isser deraisa, right? So. So then the question is, what age does that start? From what age could you not hear the singing of your sister, your wife's sister? Does it start at 3 or 6 and 7? Many say it starts at 3. So if that starts at 3, so the question is, does this also, perhaps according to the Chazon Ish, this will also start at 3? I'm really not certain about
then
that.
And practically, if you're at like a family event and the 4-year-old starts singing, do you leave the room? You're like, listen, quiet down. Like,
4-year-old who? Which
5-year-old? The sister-in-law. Like, what? Like,
oh, if you,
what,
I mean,
what is your reaction? What is my reaction to
okay, so, okay, so again, okay, guys, in Rav Shmuel Felder's Sefer, on this, if I can show you where, he has a whole piece in this, and he says the issue starts at 3, but Lamaisa, he gives a number of stadim lahatir that you don't have to wait. You went to this play, this, you know, kindergarten play or whatever it is.
Family event, whatever, and the kid just starts singing.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's talking about more. You, kids are singing there. It's your family event. You people walk in, walk out, whatever. You're here. You're at this play, and you know all the girls are singing. But punk, your sister-in-law has to see one of the girls. So he has said why you wouldn't have to walk out. So, but let's if you don't mind, we'll leave that. I'm not saying a conclusive answer to that. I'm just giving you a few marmakomas so you could spend the rest of your vacation looking them up.
You will.
Okay.
My daughter's singing to me.
Okay, so anyway, I have many posts. I was saying, Rabbi Yashu says mutter. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, this I heard from Rabbi Shmuel first. He said it's Baal Peh, it's not right, but the Rabbi Moshe said it's mutter to hear a sister singing. Now, we're not talking about sister-in-law, going back to sister, brother and sister, blood relatives, brother and sister. Rabbi Moshe says mutter. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, he says it's not a nice thing in general. It's not chain, but it's mutter. And many others say, let us mutter. And in fact, I saw in the Rav Shemesh Sefer Kovitz Pesachim, he brings is the edus of a Rabbi Bezalel Shtern from London that he heard from the daughter of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer had a daughter who lived, you know, it was Ma'arich Yom, and the Chassam had many children, right? From his second wife was Rabbi Kibbeh's daughter. He had, I think, 10 children, or maybe some of those. He had many children from her. And this is what I get, probably one of his younger daughters. So this Rav in London heard from her one time years earlier after her father was the Chassam Sofer was no longer living, she was at a Seder by her brother the Ksav Sofer, who was basically the Mamali Mokum for his father, and she was singing at the Seder with everybody else, you know, when they were singing different things, and the Ksav Sofer asked her to please not sing. So she said, why not? And by Tata, you know, in our father's house, we sang all the time. He never said a word. So she complained against, you know, her brother telling her not to sing. Now, we might have a mahalach for why that is. But I'll call what they bring this down, that apparently the Chassam Sofer must have held their brothers and sisters. He had, you know, number of children. And by the way, all these cases that we're talking about, brothers and sisters and fathers, we're talking about there's nobody else at the table, right? No outsiders. Certainly no other ladies singing. And no other men hearing them sing, because it's only a question of the, like I said, the father's okay, and with that, we're talking about the brother being okay now, but not any strangers, so not even other family members who are, you know, more distant than us. So we're talking about it's only this. So apparently she told this Stern that by her father's house they sang. They bring down from the Brisker Rav the same thing, that in the Brisker Rav's house they would close the windows. And they would sing Shabbos, you know, as mirrors together. So Rafelder did a little homework, and he asked two of the Brisker Rav's children, is it really true? And he got answers that made him less than satisfied. But most of the Svara bring down, okay, we can't know for sure if these things are true, but it's brought down in numerous Svara at the Brisker Rav. Al Kapana, we definitely have some Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Moshe, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. That's pretty big right there. I don't know why you have to go any further, but that they all, you know, all said it was okay. Okay, now, just a second. Yeah, okay. So fine. So if we're going to say now, so for a daughter, for a father to have the daughter singing, no problem. That's for sure. For a brother to hear his sister singing, many hold it's no problem. The only one we saw, Salah, says Usser, the Chazanish. But other than that, who is great and great, but many, many other Gedolim said not like that. Okay, so now, the thing is, though, so that's if they're singing, let's say, like I said, stomp things. But what about if they're singing Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? So they're singing Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, definitely should not be okay, right? As long as the men are also singing, right? If the men are singing, it's one thing if just the girls are singing and the father's there and the brother's there, okay. But if they want to sing together, so now, well, if it's Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, it shouldn't be okay. Now, so we have to get back to the case of the Ksav Sofer, talking about it at the Seder. But if the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, the heart shouldn't be okay. So what about Zmiris? Is Zmiris Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, or is it not? So this is also the Machlokas Poskim. If you look in the Sefer, Halicho Shlomo, in Parachaf, I wrote it down somewhere in the Marimakim if you want. In the Halicho Shlomo says there that Zmiros is not considered Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, even though they were written by Halakha mention, you know, holy people, you know, or Kadmonim, and you could say them with Shem Hashem. You're allowed to say Shem Hashem. We wouldn't say Shem Hashem if I made up a song talking about Hashem. I would not use Shem Hashem, and if I did, I wouldn't advise anybody sing it with Shem Hashem. But the Kadmonim, who made up these piyutim and these mirrors, we're able to say them with Shem Hashem. But it's not being done b'toras Torah. Says Rosh Hashanah, you're not doing it as Torah. You're doing it as just shiros v'sishpachos. And he goes so far as to say, and this is Mefurish in the Halicha Shlomo, that he goes so far as to say that even Eishes Chayil, which is definitely Psukim, that was written by Shlomo HaMelech, it's part of Tanakh, definitely Psukim. Nevertheless, he says that that is mutter to sing. Let me just get you, just want to put on the record, say the Maramag. Okay, it's a Halicha Shlomo in the Chelek and Tefillah, Perech Chaf, Sif Yud Aleph. And okay, that's where it's brought. And he says, even Eishes Chayil, it's mutter, because when a husband sings Eishes Chayil Friday night, he's not learning. That if that's his learning for the week, he's got a problem. Speak to Rav Lezer and he'll get after him. That's not his learning for the week. He's not learning. He's singing Eishes Chayil to be Meshabeach his wife or for whatever exactly he's doing. But it's B'toras Zemer. It's not B'toras learning. And therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it is mutter. It's mutter. It's mutter to sing together with your wife. If your wife, and that's it's mutter to sing together with your wife, and if your daughters want to sing, it's mutter to do that, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Yashiv, on the other hand, is in the same shuv I quoted before, Chelek Gimel, Simen Yud, I think it was, says not like that. Although he says there's no iser to hear your daughter, he doesn't say daughter, if that's pasha, to hear your sister even, there's no iser to hear your sister sing, but you can't sing, it can't be psukim or zmiros, because zmiros is, he treats as davar shebekedusha. And although he doesn't say there, but there's another sefer which was out long before the tshuvas were printed, in the sefer, one of the sefer about women's halach, Halichos Bas Yisrael. Halichos Bas Yisrael, Perek Vav, Sif Ches, brings there that Rabbi Yashiv is matir, though, if you don't say the Shem Hashem. You sing a Zemer, and you don't say Ka Ribon with the Yud and the Hey Ribon, and you don't say, Hashem's name. You say Ka Ribon, Olam. And you say, whatever, Hashem. You say Hashem. Instead of saying the real name of the Abishah, you say Hashem. So you're not using Shem Hashem, then already it's not. Meaning the Zemer itself you don't have to worry about as long as you reduce it to leaving out. He says no Psukim, no, you can't sing Psukim and you can't say Shem Hashem, but then it's okay. So even Rabbi Yashiv agrees, you could, if you want to sing Zmiros with your children, it would come with your daughters and your wife, it would come out, it is okay. You just have to be Nizer not to say the Shem Hashem. Now, okay.
Psukim?
Yeah, it's Psukim, it's from Mishlei. It's straight out of Mishlei. So yeah, according to Rabbi Yashiv, that's not going to be okay. Unless you, yeah, and even if you say it without a Shem Hashem, you probably would not be okay with that. Okay, so according to what we're saying so far, according to the Rove Poskim that say that it's okay to hear one sister sing, and everybody we know says it's okay to hear your daughter sing. So now, could you sing Zemiros with your family together? The answer is, if you don't use Shem Hashem, for sure, yes. If you do use Shem Hashem, then we have my set of Machlokes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Yashiv. Now, so the question is, but what about the Seder? Right? What about the Seder? So, well, what are you singing at the Seder? You're talking about you're singing the Guf of the Haggadah? So that already is different. I mean, that already is, for sure, like Rabbi Yashiv is a problem, and Chari, even like Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that would be a problem, right? Because that's the Divrei Chazal, the Divrei, the Baal Haggadah. That's the word, that's Dvar Mishnah B'Kedusha Mamash, the Haggadah, if that's what you're singing. Or for that matter, benching. According to what we've said so far, could a family sing benching together? If there are, girls there, girls who are 11 and above, or the wife is singing? The answer would be no. If they're just little young girls beneath 11 and the wife doesn't sing and the father wants to sing with his daughter, with his children, so that to get them to be mechanic, that would be fine. As long as his wife could, and he's talking about he's benching himself right now. The husband's benching right now. So it's okay if his daughter's I made that mistake again. I'm sorry, it would not be okay. Actually, it would not be okay because we said Dvar Shebekedusha, it's not okay even by Pnuya Torah. So scratch that from the record. So according to what we're saying so far, benching would not be okay. Would not be okay, even if when the wife is singing, even if the wife's not singing, even if just the daughters are singing, benching would not be okay because that's Mamish Dvar Shebekedusha, right? And the Haggadah also, if it's Mamish the Haggadah, if they're just singing Echad Miodea, maybe, I don't know, or maybe, certainly if they're just singing songs or, in between, whatever, but not the actual words of the Haggadah, that, according to what we're saying, so would be okay. Now, just looking back for a minute, the Maisa with the Ksav Sofer, where his sister sang, and he asked her to please not sing, and she said, why not? By our father's house, we sang, we had no problem. So she didn't say, I know she said, they sang at the Seder, and not at the Seder. I don't know exactly what she meant, but I did see also, just now, I saw brought down the Sefer called B'mechitzas Rabbeinu, which are a lot of things from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Tzal. I saw it, I didn't see it inside yet, I saw it brought in Rav Forshema Sefer, in a different location. He also brings his Maizel Chassam Sofer, but in a different location. He brings Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that it's okay for a father to hear his daughter sing. And that explains, he says, why the Chassam Sofer would let his daughter sing. So he doesn't bring the source. How does he know he did? But he says that explains why the Chassam Sofer would let his daughter sing. But he says, but it's Yitachen that while they sang, he would be quiet. He wouldn't say anything. Rabbi Yaakov says, he says, probably, what was the lashon? He says, El Shimon Estam. Probably, B'shasha Hayu Mezamros, Lo Hayach Sam Sofer Mezame Batsman. He wouldn't sing. So why not? So, could be why not, because if, even if it's just Zemiris, maybe Rabbi Yaakov held like Rabbi Yashiv. The Zemiris is Rav Shem Kedusha. You can't be saying Rav Shem Kedusha even while your daughter's singing. Well, why anybody say, even if your daughter's only, 10 years old, you can't be saying Rav Shem Kedusha. So, that's a Mestam. He didn't. Now, according to Shlomo Zalman, no, right. He, Shlomo Zalman would say, no, maybe the Chassam Sofer did sing. He did sing because Miris is not Rav Shem Kedusha. But so Mustama Rabbi Yaakov held that it is. So that might explain the answer why the Ksav Sofer's daughter, she might be right that they sang in the father's house, but that doesn't mean he sang along, right? And now they're at the Seder, and the Ksav Sofer says, I can't sit there all night while you sing. I got to say the Haggadah also. So if you're going to be singing, I'm just putting words in his mouth. If you're going to be singing, I got to wait and be quiet because I can't continue with the Haggadah while you're singing. And she maybe didn't chap this chelik or whatever it may be. Okay, so the question is there any tzad though to be matir, the Haggadah, mamish the Haggadah, or Birchas HaMazon? Is there any tzad? So far we said we have no tzad for that, right? We have no tzad. Birchas HaMazon is mamish drum shebe kedusha, and the Haggadah is mamish drum shebe kedusha. So far we have no tzad to be matir. So what is the possible tzad? If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Simon Ayin Hey, the very same sif that we've been talking about tonight, where the Mechaber says, Yeshli Zar Mishmiyas Kol Zemer Isha Mishas Kriyashma, Hagah Zok the Ramah says, Vafilo be Ishto, Avol Kol Haragil Bo Eno Erva. Kol Haragil Bo Eno Erva. This comes from the Beis Yosef, from the Rishon. What's Kol Haragil Bo? The words mean a kol that he's accustomed to, that he's used to. What does that mean? So there are two Mahalchim in the Achronim. The Lashon is just, that's the whole Lashon. If you look at the Beis Yosef, that's all it says, Kol Haragil Bo. The way the Mishnah Berurah learns, it seems, and the way Shulchan Aruch Rav, it just means her talking voice. That's what he's saying. Her talking voice. That's what, in other words, the Mechaber said, Yesh Lizar Mishmi is called Zemer, says the Ramah of Afilu Be'ishto, I will call her Rogelba, her regular voice, when she's not singing, ain't aware of it. That's not a problem. Her regular voice, call her Rogelba, ain't aware of it. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's not an Erva, he says, you could hear her talk. But even there, you have to be careful not to be mechavin. If a woman has a particularly pleasant voice, you have to be careful not to be mechavin to be nena from hearing her, even her regular talking voice. But that's all. We're talking about her talking voice, Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav, etc. However, there are a number of achronim that learn different. They say kol haragil ba means singing, but you're ragil. It's a voice that you're accustomed to, that you're used to it already. You're used to it, and how'd you get used to it? Well, let's say your daughters. Your daughters, when they were young, they could sing in the house for sure, right? Before they turned 11, no problem. That everyone agrees for sure they could sing. They couldn't sing when you sang in Rabbi Shmuel Kedusha, but they could still sing. So you're this ragil. So now even. So even when they get older, you're ruggling. It's a color ruggaba. Or your own wife, that she's definitely, you could hear her sing when she's Tahora for sure. When she's in Eda, it's a Shaila. But when she's not in Eda, you could definitely hear your own wife sing. Not during Tahora Shabbatusha, when she's doing the dishes, like we said before. You could hear her sing. Or any other time that you're not saying Tahora Shabbatusha. So that could become a kol haragoba. Kol haragoba is mutter, it says, many achronim say, it means a singing voice. The Aruch HaShulchan is mashma, that he learned like this in this simon right here. And what did I say? Oh, Rav Feldman, a Sefer, quotes the same thing from the Sefer Ateres Tzvi in the Pesukei Teshuvos. He brings a number of Echronim like this. And, and before I'll save one more for a moment. So many Echronim, or a number of Echronim, learn the Kol Ragam means a singing voice. So if it's a singing voice that you're allowed, it's mutter. So now, and it says what? It's mutter, it says mufurish. We're talking about, this is Halchas Kriyashma. It says, Yesh Zar Shmi is called Zemer Ish B'Shas Kriyashma. Afil B'Shto, Aval Kol HaRagol Ba, Eino Erva, let's see. This is Mishmur, he's the same before. Okay, Mishmur goes the other way anyway. But he's going in Hilchas Kriyashma, right? This is not Hilchas Erva in Evan Ezra. This is Hilchas Kriyashma. Kol HaRagol Eino Erva, implying that that's okay. And I think somebody's trying to spell this out. That's okay, even when you're saying Dvarim Shebikdusha. Just like if a lady's talking, right? Your wife is talking, or anyone. Your wife's having a conversation with her friend, and you're benching. Okay, it's distracting, so whatever. Or you're learning. It's distracting. I don't mean I'll hear her. It's just distracting. If any men would talk, it's distracting. But you're learning, and your wife's talking to a friend. She's talking on the phone. Ever happened to your wife talking on the phone? It happens in some houses. Wife's talking on the phone. And you're trying to learn in the house, and she's talking on the phone. So there's no issur. You're learning, and you're learning with the chavrusa. You're saying the word. You're benching. You're whatever. Again, if you're being distracted, so close your ears or whatever, you know, you have to. But otherwise, there's no isser whatsoever. Say here too, kol haragel, says the Archel Shulchan and the Ateres Tzvi and some other poskim means even when she's singing, and the mutter even for you even when you're saying Dvar Shebikdusha. So lefi this, it would be mutter even when you're benching lefi this time. Now, so who says this lemaisa? So I'll tell you. I just recently heard, was listening to a Shalos and Tshuvos shiur given by Rav Shmuel First, and he addressed this topic, and he said this. He said this tzad heter. It's a tzad heter that if you want, the family wants to be able to bench together, and there are girls, and you know, and the girls and boys, and the father. So he said that this would be the tzad heter, and he quoted the Shalos and Tshuvos Evan Yisrael from Dayan Fisher, Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, from Yerushalayim. He says this in his Sefer, and I didn't see it, and so I don't have it, the Kolin doesn't have it, but what I understood from him first, and I think I saw in some other Sfarim possibly when they quoted, that he even says, even for Benjamin, that he says it, I believe he speaks it out. Right? First, definitely applied it to that, and I think he says it before. This is in Chelik Tes, in that Sefer, Evan Yisrael. So, Baal Kaparim, but first said this over as a tzad kula. Tzad kula, it's not muskum, right? Because according to Mishnah Berurah, Shechar HaRav, that's not pshat altogether. There's no such heter. Kol HaRagel means talking. But if you go with, but the feed these achronim, it would be with you in singing. So he said it over as it's you know, at least it's tzad lahakum. One who wants to, the way he said it, one who wants to be mekel, and particularly feels it's a toelis for his family, not just to be mekel, it's a toelis for his family to bench that way. So he said, so that would explain that would be the Pesach Seder also, right? And in fact, he even said that. Somebody asked him in this year, then what about the Pesach Seder? He said the same thing. It would, according to, if you want to rely on these poskim, then even at the Pesach Seder, it would be mutter to sing. And so maybe that's what Chassam Sofer's daughter held. Maybe she held Kol HaRagel, I don't know. But in any case, that would be mutter.
Let's say when the family comes, would you go there too? You just want to... It's not benching, it's not the same.
And again, it's just the immediate family. Just
the immediate family.
Well, so that's easier. That's much easier, right? Because we don't have to come on to this Kol HaRagel. That as long as you hold that you're allowed to hear a woman sing. Now, I will tell you, and I alluded to this before, in the Halicha Shlomo, although he says it is mutter, to hear a sister sing, and he says, and for Zmiris, you could be Mekel Lamaisa. He says, outside of Zmiris, don't be Mekel, because it's in the chain. It's not so nice that brother should hear their sister sing. But I don't know, maybe it's, if it's, you know, but it could be he just meant also they're just walking around the house singing or whatever it is. But if it's a family, you know, having a kumsitz, like you said, for the right reasons, for his Hisaurus and for whatever else, I don't know, Rav Shlomo, I would object to that. I don't know if it has to be Davka Zmiris and Shabbos. Kumsitz also has a toy. Done properly. So it could be he wouldn't object, but he definitely holds mutter lemaisa, halachas maisa, and certainly, like I said, lefi Ramosha, lefi even Rabbi Yashiv, as long as you're not saying any Dvarim Shebikdusha, you're not singing with Shem Hashem, it would be mutter. Okay, so just to sum up till now, and then maybe we'll say one or two other things, to sum up till now, what we've had is that the shaila of Zmiros is a little bit lighter, a little bit easier, that even Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, and Well, let's go three shrekes. It's bad to hear your sister sing many, many omekel. Chazon Yishuz Machmer, many, many omekel. To hear, to be able to say zmiras while your sister is singing, you're at a table and your sister is singing. And by the way, sister means even if she's already a married woman, it's the same thing. To be able to hear your sister singing while you're saying zmiras, so that Rosh Shlomo Zalman held even that's mutter, and that Rabbi Yashav held is not going to be mutter unless you make sure to, not to say Shem Hashem and not to say Psukim. Benching already, that's the much more chamer shaila, and that would only, even l'chari, it's almost before Shem Shlomo Zalman that he held it's asur, because he said, you know why Eishes Chayil's mutter? Because even that's only a zemer, he says. That's not Divrei Torah, it's only a zemer. It's almost before that he held, but if it will be Divrei Torah, you can't do it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I would put it on the side of the Oisrim for that, and Rabbi Yashav, of course, but we do have Rabbi Israel Yaakov Fisher, and he's not himself, not only himself, but he's basing it on the Havana of the Erech HaShulchan and the Ater Tzvi and others, that say that kol ha'ragel means even a singing voice, as long as you're ragel. Okay.
To make a difference, you can't, let's say you have an extra person that's not part of your family, but you sat and did like, you know, there's 10 family members and one non-family member. You're not going to, it's not nicker that's their voice, but that's the
okay, well, the problem is like this. Muscle. You mean she, it's a woman?
Yeah, my daughter's friend or something.
Okay, because if it's a man, for sure not, because he can't be listening. If it's a woman, child, and she's drowned out, you're saying, you can do that, because then you're opening a Pandora's box, and let's say it's all two and three. And let's say, we don't work too much with... That's an Eitzah if you're stuck. If your daughter's friend starts singing, and you know, well, sometimes people have female guests at the table, and they sing, and they shouldn't be. You're singing as Miris, and you specifically only gave out the benches to the men, but the woman reaches over and says, can I have one, please? And, no. she takes a bench, and she's also... So then, if you have no other eights, drown it out, or that, perhaps. Okay. Before we end, I just wanted to say... don't take everything I say too seriously. just most of what I say, I hope you can take seriously. Not everything. I just want to say one more thing, and that is that in Hilchas Megillah, and there's a shiloh whether in Kriyas Megillah whether a woman can be motzi a man with Kriyas Megillah, and it says the Chabar brings down Yeshomer that she can't. So the in the Sefer Kaf HaChayim over there, see if I can get to the Marmakomas before the bell rings. The Sefer Kaf HaChayim says that what's pshat in the Yeshomerim that it's aser. So he says because kol be'isha erva. Megillah, she's laning with the trap is stomach, right? She's laning with the trap, then you can't call but you sure, but that's the problem. Oh, so what does the other opinion hold? Laning with the trap, so why would anyone hold it is okay? So he says the other opinion holds that that's not called singing. That's not called singing, laning with the trap by Omar Hashem Al Moshe or the Megillah, whatever it is. You know, it's not called singing. That's what he says the other shita holds. Now this is Tefresh Peites Sif Beis and in the Kaf HaChayim Yud Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Beis, Shulchan Aruch, I mean Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Pei Beis, it says there that a woman technically can get an aliyah. A woman technically can get an aliyah. We don't do it. It's not covered at Tzibur. It says, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not covered at Tzibur. Frankly, what? Not covered at Tzibur? How could she get an aliyah? It took me an aliyah when she's laning, you know, when the one who got the word lane. How could she get an aliyah? How could she lane? So we just said, Lefi the Kaf HaChayim one. That would be one answer. But so Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashav both are quoted as answering that, first of all, maybe it means she'll lay without the trap. She'll just read the psukim without the trap. Or B, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says maybe he's talking about, it was a minion of just all immediate family. They made their own minion. It was a family simcha, and or just whatever it is. They went away for vacation. Just the immediate family rented a house. They have a minion, and it's their own immediate family. Nobody else. That could be the answer. Or there was a... Sitzeliezer, this is the Shmuz Avram, quote some of this. Sitzeliezer gave another possibility. Oh, then maybe he's talking about a woman who's a panuya and not a nida. I mean, nowadays, like you said, when she's 11 years old, she assumes a nida. But in the old days, even a panuya would go to the mikvah. So a panuya is okay. So you can't bring rayas from there as to anything. But lemaisa, the Kaf HaChayim does say, according to one side, he says in one side, Shulchan Aruch is that the laning would not be considered.
What year is that?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch says already it's also covered
at Tzibur. I know. I'm sure if they had the foresight of the conservative movement, they would never have said that. They would never have said that.